I believe we were talking about the difference between the BB model and the Socionics model A, and the difference between the role function and the dynamic function.
It's kind of something I've always kind of thought was kind of unusual that Socionics never really identified the demonic aspect of it. That's pretty important to Jungian work. And I can see how like the role kind of covers that and kind of protects it. That's kind of really implicit to the understanding of the demonic that it needs to be covered. So in that sense, it really kind of makes sense. But both systems are kind of one-sided and not really realizing the compensating aspect of them.
That's interesting. Can you go a little bit more in depth about what you mean by they don't really understand each other?
Well, so I guess more the Jungian part of it, that I'd have to look up, I don't have notes ready or anything like that, but to start with the BB model, the Jungian is the opposite of your preferred function, for me it's FI. And that's really like where like your core maybe neurosis is, but just really like what you really want. It's like, and when you have a really stressful argument or just feel really defeated or undermined or just like at your lowest, your absolute lowest. And I don't think know if a lot of people actually have ever felt this or experienced it. Because once you've felt the demonic, it's really kind of like the lowest blow, just like the most devastating thing that can happen to you. Actually demonic. That's also most enlightening. It's like, when you're in trouble, that's your way, which is big in BB's line of thinking. And the role kind of is kind of like a compromise in that way, because it's more like, it's a superego function. So it's just like, well, I know I need to be better at this, but I think there's something below that superego level that Socionics works on. Like, what are you compensating for? What do you learn? What are you trying to move on? What is your role? It's compensation for something. And it doesn't really get at what that compensation is. And I think the compensation is demonic. And potentially, we could extend that to all the other functions. And maybe the good parent is compensating for something else that we don't know. This is just maybe one thing we have an example of. That's just
And how would you say that's different from how the vulnerable function affects us? Because they're both in the super ego as well, and most people understand that. From Socionics, that the vulnerable function is the one that undermines us the most. Is that still correct in Jungian?
Well, in BB's terms, he uses the term undermining for demonic. For the trickster, it's more, well, it's trickster. That's the vulnerable is the trickster when you command two systems. It's more about double binds, and there's a lot of projections going on there. It's kind of hard for me to separate my own typology from the other typology, but it seems to be more extroverted in general. That's like external. Maybe there's probably a functional producing maybe that makes it more extroverted in that sense. Like, yeah, probably it's producing or something like that, or contact nerve, something like that.
Definitely.
So it's like, it's also a way. It's a way to like throw others off. It's more about others than yourself, and demonic is more about yourself.
Interesting. Producing is more like a tool that we just use, and it's not really a part of ourselves. It's not an accepting function, so it's really not important as much as the rule. But we do still see it as a, more societal role in Socionics. But I guess we don't really see it so much as a our own personal role. And I guess that's what more of the Jungian thing kind of defines, like when we're at the lowest of our low, that's probably when the demonic comes out at more.
Yes. Yeah. I agree with that.
Interesting. Because a lot of our conscious functions or our mental functions, that's more used for others. And so in Jungian typology, it's the demonic function is more used for ourselves and if we're lowest. So for me, I also can agree with that because when I'm very upset or I can't get my point across, I get very assertive and very aggressive, as because SE demonic comes out for me a lot and quite often. As you can see from previous encounters or when I'm arguing or debating, I throw out most of my debates in very aggressive terminologies. And I just want to make sure that I'm winning it through sheer aggression. But I also know that I'm losing a lot of my more control of myself. And I feel like I lose all of my senses of like, this is the right concept that I should be portraying. The other person, we need to go and mediate this kind of thing in order for us to understand this argument. The other person to understand my argument, I need to communicate better or make sure my concepts are more clear. I just want to win through the sheer aggression because the other person doesn't understand my argument. And I think you've seen this in me multiple different times where I just would start spouting out nonsense, but it would be very aggressive nonsense in order just to win the argument, just for the sake of winning the argument.
Yes, I've seen in a number of interviews as well, yeah. That's how it is, yeah.
Yeah. So with the BB model, is there any other things that we can kind of relate back into Socionics or that we can kind of point for new people that are not as familiar with Jungian works? Because I know you had a podcast, the Jungian Life podcast, I believe. But are there any other resources that people can check out?
As far as like more like typological?
As far as more like typological, but even more just to understand the basics better, like understanding basic Jungian stuff better.
Well, the only podcasts that I'm aware that I listen to here and there are this Jungian Life, which is new, Speaking Jungian, which is really good. It's longer in depth and has a lot of big names in psychology right now. Like, you know, Josh Sharp and James Hollis, pretty much everyone that's still alive. And then there's Shrink Wrap Radio, which is pretty good too, which is not just Jungian, but you know, there's a lot of other things. Unfortunately, there's not any typology podcast that I'd recommend. You know, there's like Personality Hacker, which had that one with Gregor Nardi, which is worth listening to, but that's about it. I don't know, I think it's kind of a void. There's no typology podcast that's worth listening to. There's some other ones that are garbage, which I don't bring up.
So we don't have to mention the ones that are garbage, but why do you think that there's such a void in the typology podcast world? Is it just because there's just a huge circle jerk and most of the content online is just like people just regurgitating nonsense? Why do you think there's such like not good typology content out there?
I don't know, it's difficult. It's not an easy thing to learn. It takes years, and then you think you're really good at this stuff, and then you like turn out, and then you learn a little more, like, oh well, shit, everything I knew 6 months ago is garbage. And then I don't know, yeah, like I'm still doing this even now. I have to re-question everything everyone ever thought was a certain type. And it's hard because, well, I don't really consider MBT to be anymore at all. And there is some good content coming out in the BBM kind of tradition. But I think Socionics is more accurate in general. And there really isn't that much coming out from the BBM. And there could very well be good podcasts from that. You know.
So, 20 years to be a former Soviet Union, I don't know. I think that's why it's good that we're trying to do this, because if there was something out there, I'd listen to it. I think Vashlin, you know, I know we like teasing and stuff, but he does a good service, and he's the only one trying to do this kind of stuff.
That's true.
But he would do better with some editing, you know.
Do you feel that the general Socionics population isn't as great or isn't as well funded as the MBTI community? Because as we can see that MBTI is extremely popular in the States, but Socionics is probably only popular in Russia. Or there's a little bit of a following here. There's a little bit of a following in the UK, but there's not a big, great following. And why do you think that is?
Well, I think, you know, Glenko discussed this. He mentioned, I'm not sure what article that I read not too long ago, but again, that MBTI is winning over. So it's, you know, the kind of the American way. We just kind of, not right, but it was. Well, MBTI is a product. And I want to get more into MBTI. I thought maybe I could like be a certified practitioner, which like costs $2,500 and you're just a practitioner of bullshit. Socionics is kind of more like, I feel like it, a pure art in that way. Like if you're into it, you're not just like, well, trying to sell typology to business people. You know, like selling MBTI to HR directors is not what I'm in this for. You know, and that's what a lot of MBTI is. It's just, we'll make business more productive. And Glenko does that a bit too, which I kind of don't like, where he tries to make it more like about business, because that's what sells. And I don't fault him for that, but you know, I'm more in the mind of pure research, and I don't want to be persuaded by TE nonsense, you know. But that's just my, yeah, that's my bias, you know. But I think that's pretty much what's going on.
And
MBTI is much more an art world.
Right, I understand. I also saw that this recent trend, just like zooming out, I want to ask you why you started the Jungian typology Reddit thing in the first place. Was it because you didn't find a need, or like not need, but you didn't find other people with all these articles, so that's why you started sharing all these articles? Is that why you started Jungian typology back 1 or 2 years ago?
Basically how it started was, you know, Lori Tripp Daisies contacted me because she wanted more information, and you know, I was just starting out in the MBTI world, and like, you know, I'd known about it for many years, but for whatever reasons I started to get really active in it, in Reddit itself too, because I wasn't in Reddit before that previously much. And, you know, I started just like running out of things to read about MBTI. And then I found, you know, the beauty model, like, oh, wow, this is totally different. Like, oh my God, you guys don't know what's going on. And then I heard about Socionics and I'm like, well, why do you need 8 functions? Just make the 4 functions bigger was my idea. But, and it's like, oh, it's too specific. And then, you know, it just kind of came down to the point where like I just ran out of stuff to read. And like, well, I didn't get into Socionics because, well, there's got to be something there. And the more I read about it, the more I liked it. I'm like, okay, well, that makes more sense now. And the more I got away from like things like the Enneagram and stuff like that, even though I was looking at the Enneagram process, which is a much different concept altogether. But it was just more to be like, well, and then also kind of in our MBTI, it was much more polarized, where like, there were some people that were just really didn't want to consider anything other than what they considered MBTI, which isn't MBTI, by the way. Then there was people that are like, well, okay, well, you know, they start talking about the polar function or, you know, the role function, and people are like, oh, that's bullshit. I'm, or, you know, it just got to be really kind of messy. There would be got a lot of drama, and we're like, fuck this. We'll just start our own place, and where we can, you know, we're not experts, but we want to learn how these things work without people like pissing on a parade. We'll just like, you know, get into broader Jungian, people are frustrated as well in our MBTI that it was all just, and it was just more like create a place where we can do something different, learn stuff, and post what we want to post without being downvoted and removed. And you know, if people don't want to be there, they can go back to our MBTI and do their thing.
Yes, I remember back a year ago when I first saw the difference between the Jungian typology Reddit and the MBTI Reddit, where the MBTI Reddit was just a lot of fan fiction, a lot of what they thought, and a lot of circle jerking, and a lot of fluff that really didn't have a lot of content. But then when I went and I read Jungian typology stuff, there was a lot of dense information that I couldn't understand. But I understood immediately that this was high-level content. Like, this was a lot of function signs. This was Model T. This was Model G. A lot of the things that I never really saw in MBTI, especially function signs, that really opened up a lot of new ideas and a lot of new things for me. So I immediately was hooked on a lot of the things that you guys were sharing. But where do you kind of see, because that was a year ago, and we definitely have grown a lot since that year. And where do you kind of see the next year going? Is there something new that you want to start incorporating as well? Because I know that you wanted to start this podcast, and this is a new feature that you're including this year. Do you kind of see some other new things that you're going to include to the Jungian Typology Reddit?
I mean, honestly, I'm kind of not really enthusiastic about Reddit anymore. I think it's kind of, it has its place, but it's kind of limiting. Like, I'd rather kind of devote my time to like putting out better resources, you know, stuff I have learned and, you know, and kind of let the sun do its own thing. Because that's kind of what you, that's really what you want to do as a moderator anyway, is just kind of, you know, let the community be its community. It doesn't need me. It doesn't need me to be there and babysit it. You know, there's some part of that, and there's some dissatisfaction with how like the new changes in Reddit's like they don't even support wikis hardly. You know, like, well, that was kind of a big thing. That was one of the big things we want to do, was create a repository for knowledge instead of just being a bunch of talks about like, you know, what Disney princess is, what MBTI type. So I don't know if I really want to focus a lot of time on Reddit anymore. I will do so as much as I can, but I'd really rather just kind of focus more on maybe starting a website at some point of my own and putting out English information from Socionics and kind of trying to bridge the divide from thinking that Socionics and Jungian psychology are different things, because they really aren't.
Interesting.
I can only do so much. I don't have that much time, but that's kind of what I want to do.
Okay. So focus more on the website and trying to do less of the writing, have the community come together, just kind of flourish on its own, and then for you to kind of bridge the gap between Jungian and Socionics together.
Yeah, kind of. I'm also kind of my own stuff right now. You know, like, first and foremost, I just research what I want to research and read what I read. I like helping people do stuff, but it's not like I don't want to have like the arrogance of like, oh, I'm going to bring Socionics to the people, Jungian to the people. Like, that's not really what I do. But, you know, if you want to like look at what I'm looking at, I'll be happy to share. So it's kind of hard. Like, I don't know. It's kind of pushing us out of my boundaries.
Yeah. You're definitely more of a self-study, do your own research, right? The only way you're going to get good at this is like doing a lot of research yourself, because no one else is going to motivate you. No one else is going to hold your hand. We got to take a lot of time to sit down and really study the craft.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I don't really want to be like, oh, I know the answers. So if I can present the information and you can do what do with it what you will. And I think that's better than what a lot of sites are doing. And I don't know how to do any of this stuff. I didn't really know how to start a subreddit, but I did, you know, it's like, kind of like we're doing this podcast, like, well, I'll just result our way into this thing and figure it out.